It's Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.
Scarecrow open under level 3.
Is it?
We've actually got a prize to give away for them, which I believe is a magazine and tea and or coffee.
Hello, Rita.
Hello, how are you?
We're just chatting about how we've got a little prize here. We've got a copy of Good Magazine and a takeaway tea or coffee from Scarecrow, Victoria Street.
Oh, that sounds so good.
There you go. Just a little. Just
out of my 5K.
Just a zine and a coffee sometimes.
Be in someone's 5K, I'm sure.
Mm. Well, it's ours. We're kind of. It's on the way here for us, so.
Don't put you in your own prize, though, can you?
Nah.
Text in if you text in if you would like that prize. 5395 is the text number. Good magazine and a takeaway tea or coffee.
What's on the menu for us sustaining alive is today, Rita?
Oh, I thought we'd talk about a little topic close to home, and given that we've got a little bit more time on our hands for some of us anyway, it involves a little bit of gardening.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I'd talk about weeds and the importance of keeping them under control.
Right.
And I think, I talk quite a bit about the Waitakere's where I live, and we've recently had some floods. We had some heavy rain, and that has resulted in some erosion. And some of it was just, really bad luck. But some of it has been caused by weeds. Indirectly caused by weeds, so it's kind of quite topical, and also gives people, a reason to get out in the garden.
Okay, yeah, I've actually, I can kind of relate to this. I've been clearing my driveway recently, and it's more just like weeds coming out through the cracks here, and I've just been shoveling them out. But
those are little somewhat harmless weeds, but if you let them grow long enough, they will do some damage to your concrete. So
it's true.
All weeds are worth controlling.
How do I identify a weed, Rita?
Well, that's a very good question. The best site I find is one called weedbusters.org, and that's very New Zealand and particularly Auckland centric. And it's also got really great tips for how to control each of those types of weeds.
It better also have some kind of spoof on the Ghostbusters logo.
I think maybe their logo used to. I'm not sure if it does anymore. But Auckland is actually one of the weediest cities in the world. And New Zealand doesn't have a great record either. So the reason for that is because our native plants, like all of our native species, didn't really have anything to compete with or a lot to compete with.
Right.
So it was able to evolve into like a niche almost by itself. Into these nice little ecosystem niches that they could kind of own, rather than have to compete with, some of these plants in Europe that had been competing for the same niche for millennia kind of thing. So they don't have a ton of defences, poor little guys. As a result, they are particularly susceptible to be taken over by exotic plants.
Okay.
Wow. I'm just checking out weedbusters.org.nz, and there are a lot of weeds.
Is it in the eye of the beholder a little bit, weeds? I mean, is a weed just something that's growing in a place that kind of grows wherever it wants, but if I put it in a little area, then I go, look, this is my plant I'm growing. Is it a plant now? Because it's not.
Unofficial definition, which is a plant growing where it isn't wanted. That would capture Cody if you wanted to develop a property. Mm. So there is official definitions as well, which kind of is a bunch of characteristics which weeds tend to tick. So things like they can they produce abundance of seeds, and they usually have extensive root systems. They can grow in hospitable places, and they establish quickly. So there's a series of characteristics that weeds tick the box of.
There's heaps of weeds on this website that just look like great plants.
There are some very interesting looking weeds.
There are. And I will also point out it is the reason that marijuana is called weed too, because it does tick a lot of those boxes.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I was saying to John before this very segment, I'd been to a place in India where marijuana grows quite literally like a weed all over the place.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, in Alpha outside of, I'm not exactly sure the location, but it's sort of outside of Byron Bay. There was actually a illegal marijuana farm in the like 70s they took down, but they couldn't get on top of.
All over America as well. There's parts of America where there's wild weed that grows.
It is legitimately a weed. Yeah. I mean, one of the good things about it, though, is
But that's
that
another
is
good example of a weed not really being a weed.
Yeah, well, growing in a place where you don't want it.
Well, just not. It's not a pest, is it? I feel like a lot of the weeds on here probably are good medicines and shit, but we just don't know how to use them because we're just dumb.
A lot of them are toxic or noxious to like either plants or people.
Gorse is on here. Yeah,
gorse. We're in G at the moment. Looking at gorse.
I could piss off gorse.
Gorse is actually really interesting.
It's number one
of
the weeds, isn't
it? What a dick. It's the worst one. It's such an aggressive dude. It's like, bro, why don't you just relax your vibe? At least roses have the rose bit. Gorse is just like, I don't know.
Gorse is a really interesting one, though, because in vast areas it does serve a purpose and allow you to grow native trees.
Yes,
that
it's
can come
good
up
for
it.
Establishing native bush, isn't it? So even gorse has
a
purpose.
So it can have a role to play in succession, which is the, you know,
I think the weedy part about it is
it's just a maniac. It's just like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to cruise this whole field.
Look at this one. Gypsy wart.
The irony of gorses. It used to outline the fields. Now it just is the field. Like, it's kind of like the outline of the field is where there's no gorse.
Yeah, and honestly, like, where I live, like, I've managed to get on top of my property. It's taken almost a decade. And there's no gorse around here. Like, we're in the bush, you know. But occasionally I come across, a gorse plant, and I'm like, they're only little. I can spot them when they're little. But I sort of think, like, where has this come from? But they've got seeds that last, like, hundreds of years. So they're very hard to get rid of.
I used to do burn-offs with my granddad. Poof. That shit was
crunchy, that would have been a bit fun.
It was, yeah. It was fun.
As a kid, fun and games.
Pretty grunty.
So where they become a major problem in New Zealand, not only when they just take over, you know, vast areas of land like gorse does, but where it's becoming a problem for us is when it takes over, and quite often it's because people have cleared an area. So they'll clear an area and they think, oh, I'm going to put a trampoline there for my kids or whatever. And then, you know, maybe that happens for a little while, and then maybe, you know, the kids stop using the trampoline.
Whoa, this story is grim.
It's true.
What a fucking grim story,
man. All the weeds at my house live around the trampoline.
Nobody should ever stop trampolining in any story, please. Just keep trampolining.
Maybe not. But this is exactly the story of, you know, when I moved into this place, there was an old trampoline. It was actually built in the bush, so it was actually kind of at ground level. It was very bizarre. But anyway.
Was it dug in with like a little digging bit?
Yeah, kind of.
That's
because
great.
The land kind of slopes down. That sort of made it so it's. Yeah. It was
sounds
interesting.
Like some kind of
I feel like you
bouncing utopia, if you ask me.
Should have had quite a bad accident, I would have thought. But anyway.
Maybe a bit
so
of.
So then,
that.
You know, you clear this area, you have great intentions, and then something happens and you no longer are, you know, keeping it grassed or whatever it is. And then these weeds come in. And that's great. They do a job of filling in that land because, you know, there's sun and there's soil and that's what, you know, life, that's what happens. Then what happens is quite often weeds won't necessarily, one, have a super long shelf life. Some are annual, some are, you know, they die out, they move on or they, you know, they do come to an end and something else will overtake them. Another weed.
I'm sorry, Rita. We're on this weed list and it's just a bit much here. The Mexican daisy is a weed. Like, come on, man. It's just a fucking daisy. And then below that, which looks exactly the same thing, the Mexican devil.
These things are gnarly.
I think this list needs to be changed to like misunderstood plant. Or like, you know, out of place, buddy.
Mexican devil looks kind
of
annoying.
Yeah, I mean, not all of them are weeds where they come from, but some are, because bear in mind that they are, some of them are toxic or,
you know, maybe it's a good toxic. Hey, sometimes, Rita, I think about, oh, what if, like, we just stopped living around and the jungle took back the city? What would cover most of Auckland, do you think? Do we have, like, a main weed vine that would just kind of, like, reign supreme?
Yeah, they would. There would be areas that would grow different things. So So I think the top ones that I would say would take over: ginger, jasmine, climbing and beautiful-smelling jasmine.
Sweet.
Would take over our big trees, especially in the city where people have grown it as a you know, as a plant. Wilding pines would make a bit of a comeback. Ivy and convolvulus would also cover the city pretty quickly. We don't have too much old man's beard in Auckland, but that would be a problem
down
the line.
Right now, old man's beard, we're currently on O on
He's
the weed
looking
information.
At the computer, he's not looking at me.
Agapanthus, tobacco weed, milkweed, I mean, those two are toxic. So, and if we left New Zealand to its own devices, the bulk of it would end up in weeds. It is a constant battle.
I like thinking about it.
Yeah, there's a great book that actually, I will flick you the name of. It's it goes on about what would happen if humans just died and then what would actually happen. It's really interesting, like how long bridges would last without maintenance.
Apparently one of the only things left would be the things made of Roman concrete. Apparently they had a special type of concrete that is much harder than the concrete we use. Interesting, eh?
Interesting.
I've actually got an unsolved mystery for that. Might play it.
The only thing I remember from that book is that dogs wouldn't survive very well, but cats would, because we've bred out the killer instinct from a dog, which is quite interesting. But anyway.
So basically, a good resource, as we've found out, is weedbusters.org.nz, and it would pay to take a bloody good look around your garden and just keep it tidy.
Isn't there an app?
Look, you know, The key thing, I think, is getting rid of a weed is actually half the job. The most important thing is what you replace it with. Because if you leave it, you know, if you leave soil with sun, something is going to come in, and 99% of that will be weed because they establish quickly. So you just need to have a think about what you want to plant there. And a planting plan is so important. If you've got a weed that's kind of been travelling over ground, so a ground cover, looking for something that's going to do that job, a native that's going to do that job, that's not going to, that's not going to allow other weeds to come in. And, you know, people aren't always big fans of planting natives, but the greatest thing about natives is that they are much slower growing. Almost all New Zealand natives are much slower growing than any other plant, any other exotic plant, especially weeds.
Right.
So you will have a lot less maintenance with natives.
It's just perusing here, it looks like most of our weeds come from Australia. So thanks for that.
Yeah, and we do have a lot of weeds from like the Asian region, and the reason for that is because the Ecuadorian belt is really highly diverse. And so as a result, there's been a lot of that evolutionary competition. So they've managed to, those plants have managed to like finesse survival. They come here, and because we're so close to Asia, that's not unrealistic. And the only thing that really keeps them at bay is that it gets a bit cold. So that's something that we're going to struggle with as we move forward into climate change, is some of those weeds taking off. And like, you know, the point is, not only is it about keeping your garden tidy, but when you do want to clear them, or when that plant dies, what you then get is the threat of erosion, because weeds don't have great roots. You want to be looking at having, you know, plants established underneath that will hold up your soil and protect your soil rather than it washing off everywhere.
Righto.
Especially if you live on a slope. It's very important.
On a what now?
On a slope.
On a slope, okay.
Flax is great, you know, for soaking up water and stopping things, and you don't feel too guilty ripping out if you change your mind later. You know, it's just a nice quick stop for.
We've triggered someone here. Someone's just sent in the words mothweed and a few angry flay faces. Not a fan of mothweed there, somebody.
Moth or moth?
Mothweed.
Yeah, there's an African moth plant that we've got all through the bush, and been quite, I mean, one of the only ways we think we can get rid of that is spraying. I'm not a big fan of, I mean,
monkey apple is not a weed. There's monkey apple on here. The monkey apple trees are huge, they've got roots and stuff. Damn it.
No, monkey apple trees are weeds, and in fact they're terrible because the birds,
what about the joey gun,
disperse the seed, the fruit into the bush.
Yeah, well, I mean, what, so they're having a feed and, oh well, poor little
bugger. And then so we've got vast areas in the Waitakere's that have got those monkey apple trees growing in them.
I'm torn because sometimes I'm like, well, you know, things want to grow, they should just grow, and the world is just a big old petri dish, so whatever, you know.
Because
so,
then what we'd just end up with is five plants and right. lots of rats I and do, lots of
I feel like
pigeons.
It's just kind of, you could kind of look at this like a sort of an immigration thing. You know, like, how come those weeds can't just live here?
It's a little bit different. It's a little bit different because immigration increases our biodiversity, whereas plant colonization, which is what weeds are, is actually a selection pressure to the plants that are the most homogenous in their life. Like, they're able to live in all sorts of different places, and that's why you end up with cities full of things like pigeons, because they can live anywhere. And that's what will happen with plants, is you'd end up with a handful of plants that can survive in multiple conditions and have taken over, so we'll lose our biodiversity. So it is quite different to immigration. Whereas immigration increases our biodiversity, I guess.
To a point, I guess.
Although there is a fantastic Time article about how the people of the future will be such a mix of people that we're all kind of like, you know, like there'll be less and less kind of ethnicity,
much
and more
homogenous.
Of like a melting pot. If
that's
that makes
right.
sense.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, kind of the same thing, is that the selection pressure is towards, you know, one or two different things rather than 50 or 60. So yeah, it's an interesting one. I think for New Zealand, because of our species of trees and our ecosystems being so vital to us, that it's really important that we look after what we've got.
I feel like the key point that you've made here is probably the roots one, whereas, you know, we should be having things in the ground that don't create like a clay after they're gone, or should, you know, just hang in there the whole time, you know, especially if you're thinking about keeping the rivers clean and stuff like that.
Soil, is super vital, and I've heard someone say that that's basically New Zealand's like thing in the world, is that it's come out of the ocean. Now the I guess the natural state, it's trying to seek the natural state where rain is just washing soil off into the ocean, and so upholding our soil is very important.
Arita, I actually reckon this Weed Buster site is a really good resource for people because it's got a bit of background on all the plants, why they're considered a weed.
It is good if you know the name of the plant, but I think...
You can identify it. They've got photographs.
There is an app that you can like take pictures of plants and it'll tell you like whether the plant's healthy or not. Can you use that on the weeds?
I don't know if you can use it on the weeds. There is an iNaturalist app.
It doesn't. Don't worry about that. It's a weed.
Yeah, there is an iNaturalist app where you can log things, and that might help as well, because if you're in an area that's got like a lot of milkweed or whatever, and you're like, what is this thing? And then you look on iNaturalist and it's like, oh, there's heaps of this milkweed, it's probably that. That's another way of doing it. But there's things that you want to look for in weeds, like, is it broadleafed? Is it a climber? Have a look at the roots are really important. Like, a lot of weeds will have kind of bulbs or rhizomes, which like go into the ground at multiple points rather than just like a tree which has like one point that it goes into the ground, which is why it makes they're quite hard to get out, because you've got to pull all these different things out. So just identifying it through, you know, the shape of the leaf, the colour of the leaf, is there flowers or berries, you want to be taking note of those sorts of things.
All right, well, nice, you know, just keep an eye on your weeds, everyone. I think it's the moral of that story, and
Yeah, totally. The other thing is, you know, if you've got, there'll be a few uni students listening, it's a fantastic way to earn some money. I know constantly out here, people are asking for, do you know anyone that can, you know, clear my property of weeds? And they pay pretty decently for it. If you know how to identify the most basic of weeds, it's a really good job, summer job outside, you know.
Yeah. Also, you can grow weed and sell that to your friends as well. It's another way to... So there's heaps of cool things you can do with weed if you put your mind to it.
It is very true. You guys have a fantastic week.
Awesome. Thank you, Rita.
See ya.
Cheers.
Sustaining Alive on 95BFM. Thanks to Scarecrow, your local kitchen, florist and grocer. Go to scarecrow.co.nz.